Well, hi everyone. It's great to be with you at the start of Frinton Mission 2020. Not what we expected, but it's really great to be able to spend some time with you. If I've not met you before, my name's Mark. I'm the minister at Frinton Free Church and part of the team that helped to pull Frinton Mission together. So yeah, it's really exciting to be able to share some thoughts with you at the start of this year's mission. Well, Emily has just read to us perhaps one of Jesus's most famous stories in the Bible, the story that Jesus told that we know as the Good Samaritan. And we know it back to front, I'm sure, and perhaps even people who don't normally go to church have heard of the Good Samaritan and kind of know a little bit of that story. But I wonder whether we know why Jesus told that story. We know the content of the story, but do we know why Jesus told that story? Well, Jesus told this story in answer to a question, and it was this question: who is my neighbor? Jesus was asked this question, and in response, he tells the story of the Good Samaritan. And at the start of this year's Frinton Mission, I would love us to be asking that question as well. Who's my neighbour? And when I understand who they are, how do I treat my neighbours? Well, let's dig into the story a little bit, shall we? When Jesus told that story, he says that a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Jerusalem is the highest place in Israel. So whenever you're traveling away from Jerusalem, you're going down. And this man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And he's not given a name. He could be anyone. And maybe that's the point. We're just, everybody's supposed to be able to relate to this man. And he was most probably a Jew. Anyway, he's traveling down from Jerusalem to Jericho and he's attacked on that road. Now, this wasn't an unusual occurrence. It was a really busy road. Lots of people were trading on this road, going to and from Jerusalem. And what it meant, because there's loads of people trading on that road, it meant there were loads of bandits waiting as well to attack people. It was a favourite place for robbers to wait for people. And this man is attacked and we're told that he is left for dead. And right away we see this callous attitude of the first two people who come across him lying there. This priest and this Levite, these holy men who we would expect to do better. They callously cross over, they walk away, they ignore his need. Yeah, they're practicing social distancing in the extreme, aren't they? They don't want to go anywhere near him. And then the third person comes along on the road and we're told that he's a Samaritan. Now, Samaritans were kind of the arch enemies of the Jews. They hated each other. If you're a Samaritan, you had nothing to do with the Jews and vice versa. In fact, when Jesus told this story in recent history, the Samaritans had kind of desecrated the temple in Jerusalem. And so there was lots of animosity between the Jews and the Samaritans. And you can imagine people listening to Jesus telling this story. He says a Samaritan came along the road. Boo! They would have been booing. He's the arch enemy. And you can imagine them thinking, well, if the priest and the Levite blew it, what on earth is this guy going to do? How badly wrong is he going to get it? But here's the big twist. In a lot of Jesus' stories, there's always a twist. And here's the twist. Because Jesus says that the Samaritan is moved by compassion. He takes pity on this man who has been beaten, and we're told that he moves towards this man to help him. And the Samaritan shows a quality of compassion that contrasts really starkly with the lack of compassion of the priest and the Levite. You see, the Samaritan gives and gives and gives to this man. At the end of the story, the question's asked, well, who is a neighbour to this man? Who is a neighbour to him? And the answer is this, that the one who showed mercy on him, the Samaritan, is his neighbour. And Jesus says, well, you're correct. Go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. So at the start of FM 2020, I said, I'd love us to ask this question. Well, who is our neighbour? And what can we learn from this story of the Good Samaritan? Well, in answer to that question, who is my neighbour? Well, everybody is my neighbour. You see, part of what Jesus is saying in this story is that if your worst enemy can be your neighbour, then anybody is. If this Samaritan could see this beaten Jewish man as his neighbour, and they are at odds with each other, and they're far away from each other normally, then anybody is our neighbour. Anybody and everybody is our neighbour. You know, often we talk about our own lives, don't we? And we talk about the people we interact with. And we talk about having a circle of friends. And by saying that, what are we doing? We're saying we're almost drawing an imaginary line around a group of people, aren't we? And we're saying, well, these people are in my circle of friends. These are the people that if they need help, they can rely on me. And if I need help, I can rely on them. If I'm having a party, who will I invite? I'll invite the people who are in my circle of friends. If I'm going to hang out with people on a Friday or Saturday night, who will I hang out with? Well, I'll pick somebody from my circle of friends because they're my kind of people. They like the things that I like. They're into things that I am into. And in telling this story of the Good Samaritan, one of the things Jesus is doing is he's challenging this idea of having a circle of friends. This story rubs out that imaginary line. And Jesus is saying, do you know what? If you're part of my kingdom, if you want to follow me, if you want to be like me, then you need to see that everybody is in your circle of friends. You need to see that everybody is included in your friendship group. Everybody is included as one of your neighbours. Because if a Samaritan can include a Jew in his group, then we have to include everybody in our group. Everybody, everyone is our neighbour. So here's the big challenge for you and I at the start of FM 2020. It's this, that Jesus says to us, go and do likewise. Go and treat people just as the Samaritan treated this Jew. Go and bring blessing to everybody that Jesus puts across your path. And we can practice this, I think, in three distinct ways this week and beyond FM 2020. If we want to be like this Good Samaritan, the first thing we need to do is to show courage. You know, he was incredibly courageous. Hanging around on that road to help this Jewish guy was incredibly dangerous. He put his own life at risk. And if we want to include everybody as our neighbours, we need to show courage as well. Now, it may not mean putting our lives at risk. I hope it doesn't. But maybe the courageous thing we can do this week is ask God this question. God, who can I include this week? Who can I make sure feels included in my circle of friends, in my group? If I'm going to rub out that line, who do I need to include? And that's courageous because it might include people who aren't like you. It might include people who you wouldn't normally choose to hang out with. It's a courageous thing to you. Show courage and be like the Good Samaritan. Second thing we can do is to show generosity. And we can ask God this question, what can I give this week? You know, this Samaritan is incredibly generous. Look at what he does. He gives first aid to this man. He gives medicine of oil and wine to this man. He gives his transport, his donkey. It says that the man gets on his donkey and uses it. He goes and stays at the inn. He goes out of his way and stays the night. And he gives 2 days' wages to this man so that he can be looked after. He's incredibly generous. What generosity can you and I show this week to our neighbours, to the people that God brings along our path? I dare you to ask God that question. What can I give this week? And the third thing we can do is we can show commitment. You know, this Samaritan, he keeps on giving. He doesn't just give up after he's helped him. He shows a commitment. He says to the innkeeper, he says, look after this man. And you know what? When I come back, I will pay anything more that you need to be reimbursed for. I'll pay any more expenses. He knows that to look after this guy, to be a good neighbour, means to keep on loving, to keep on blessing, to keep on helping. If you and I want to be good neighbours to the people that God brings along our path this week, we need to show commitment and realise it may not be a one-off. We might need to keep inviting them round our homes. We might need to keep on loving them and blessing them and reaching out to them. We can say to God this week, help me to keep loving. Help me to keep doing those things. And you know what? As we finish, we can do this because Jesus has first done this for us. You see, Jesus is our good Samaritan, isn't he? Another way of reading this story is putting Jesus in the place of the good Samaritan. You see, the Bible tells us that before we come to know Jesus, we are dead in our sins. That the damage that sin has done to us is almost like we're spiritually dead. And we're a long way away from God. We're helpless. We're in need of a saviour. Just like that man lying by the side of the road. We are helpless. And we call out to God. And Jesus, just as the Samaritan says, was moved by compassion. Jesus is moved by compassion. And while the Bible tells us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus is moved by compassion and he is courageous. He goes to the cross knowing what was going to happen to him. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says that he who was without sin became sin. He was courageous and went to that horrible death on the cross. And Jesus is generous. He gives us forgiveness and grace in abundance. It says in the Bible, see what great love the Father has lavished on us in the form of Jesus. He is generous and he's committed, isn't he? He doesn't give up on us. He keeps on loving us. He keeps on sticking by us. He doesn't give up on you or I. We can show love to others because Jesus is our good Samaritan. We can be a good Samaritan to others. We can be a good neighbour to other people because Jesus has done that first of all for us. And so we need to respond to that. We need to respond to that love and that grace that Jesus has shown us. You know, we don't see it. Jesus finishes the story and we don't see, you know, it would have been lovely for him to carry on telling that story and making up maybe what goes on in the life of that man. You see, that man that was beaten and that the Samaritan showed love and blessing and grace to, I wonder how his life changed in that story if it continued. How would he have treated other people who needed help? How would he have treated other Samaritans that he came across? Would he have hated them or would he have loved them? I think he would have been a very different man. He would have been very giving because in response to the grace that he was shown, he would want to show that to others. And do you know what? In response to the grace that our good Samaritan, Jesus, has shown us, we should want to show and pass that love on to others. We love, we bless, we pass it on. You know, let's be a blessing this week and beyond. let's go and just bless the socks off our town this week and people we come across. And beyond that, if there's people visiting our town over the summer, let's bless them. Let's be kind to them. Let's see how we can help them. Our businesses in our town need our support. In lockdown, they've struggled. They've not had income. Let's shop locally and be a blessing and be good neighbours to our local businesses this week. Let's go into the cafes. Let's go into the restaurants. Let's spend our money and let's bless them as much as we can. And anybody who God brings across our path, don't argue, don't think about, well, who's my neighbour? Who's in my friendship group and circle of friends who isn't? Everybody is, if we want to show the kind of love that Jesus has shown us. So there's our challenge this week as we start FM 2020. Let's be a blessing to people. Let's reach out to people. Let's include everybody in our circle of friends. Who is our neighbour? Everybody is. Have a great week watching Friends and Mission online this week. And I hope you know God's richest blessings in your life as you go about your week.